good morning, afternoon, or evening. We are broadcasting live from the Minnesota State Fair. It's the family podcast, Table Talk with Rookie's Family. I just wanted to see if you people in the studio with me were listening.
But, I got a little confused. I'm like, are we lying to people?
We are not live at the Minnesota State Fair. We are in the confines of the...
Guess who wasn't listening?
Me too.
Mom had no clue.
I got so confused. I was like, is he lying to our listeners?
I didn't realize.
No, it's we're in the confines of the Palatial Studios here on University Avenue.
Yes.
At the KSTP building, right inside the Hubbard building. And it is Table Talk with Rookie's Family. If you found us, that means you are a fan. So please tell others that have not listened. We want to spread the word and bring more joy to those that are listening on the podcast. Good morning, afternoon, or evening.
I think you said that already.
I wanted to see if you were listening because you were not earlier.
But I clearly I heard that part.
Yes, thank you for at least listening to partially what I have to say today.
Yeah, that's how it rolls.
Yeah, that's how it rolls today, huh?
Yep.
We'll talk about that later. Right?
What?
What?
I'm just saying. Her conversing with me today. We're,
I'm trying hard not to.
Right. I'm in a little hot water.
Our two other boys are gone. Maybe it should have been three gone. But anyway, Matthew's hobnobbing it with the Richies on Cape Cod at a very lovely home with a very lovely beach. And I think he had a lot of fun.
Yeah, doing some out-of-character things for him.
Yep. It's
really
good for him to let
loose
and have a little fun every now and then because he definitely doesn't do that enough. And Gabe is on his freshman retreat. So Friday he had, for those of you that don't know, Gabe will be attending a military academy.
He's really naughty.
In Mendota Heights and Minnesota. And Friday was his military orientation.
Right.
And that was half the day. Then he went to football. And then Saturday, he had a series of four football scrimmages, just little mini scrimmages, no big deal. But he went straight from that, all the freshmen did, and went to the retreat. So now he is there, and we meet him there at his school at 1:45 today.
If I could have been a little mouse on the retreat, just watching to see what he does, how he acts, what's...
Then he starts school tomorrow, so it's a big weekend for him.
Poor kid's going to be exhausted.
Yeah,
but he
is.
He did tell me that he's been like training himself about going to bed because football, he has to get up so early, so he's not super concerned about...
No, he's ready to
get up.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I go to bed usually like 11, 12, get up at 7. And I'm like, oh.
He needs to go to bed a little earlier for school.
Yeah.
Get a whole night's sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where our boys are. So we have in-house Sophia, McLaren, Matt, and me.
And we're raring to go today.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous weekend. This has been a great weekend.
It really has been.
I don't know if we're raring to go.
We're raring?
I woke up kind of tired. We had a late night last night.
Yeah, I think we got home. We went to the state fair. We didn't go until about 5 o'clock. We met my family there, and Matt met his friends. And then we went off to...
Hi, Andy.
We didn't get home until 11:30, which is really late for us.
Very late.
Yeah, we brought Grandma and Grandpa out real late last night.
Yeah. But it was fun.
I didn't know that's what it looks like so late when you're out there that late, that's it's that dark and there's not a lot of people out. And
we sat at Giggles the entire night, and we had a nice table kind of tucked away in the corner, but it was just like the perfect location there, kind of out of all the craziness inside where all the lines are for food
and a little bit back away from the band, which we could still hear the band. It was really fun. I don't know the name of the band, but it was a Tom Petty cover band, which, of course, I loved. And then we could hear each other talk, which that was fun.
Yeah, that was. And they, you know, just to review of Giggles Campfire Grill, if you have the chance to go there and you haven't been there yet, you're going to find really good food. The prices aren't outrageous. You're going to find a million different types of beers and ciders and things that you're going to... I think we bought the Elk Burger. We bought the
Duck drummies.
Oh, the duck drummies, which are really good. If you haven't tried that, some people are worried about eating duck. But you know what? It's just like chicken drums. It's darker meat and juicier. I really enjoyed the duck drummies.
I was tricked into eating the duck drummies. I was almost like two more bites and I would have finished it. And McLaren's like, do you like your duck? And
no, I said, do you like the wings?
Okay,
and you're like,
whatever.
Yeah, dark meat, it's really good. And
they were good. And
I said they were duck.
I was super turned off.
Yeah, you did at that point just go into shutdown mode.
Yeah. I gave it up too early.
It freaked me out because I like feeding ducks at St. Kate's. So
I like eating ducks from St. Kate's.
Ew, that's so gross if you put it that way.
And I have to confess, I didn't try them. I am not a wing person at all. I would never eat any sort of chicken wing, duck wing, any kind of wing.
Nor am I.
Well, what I did like most about them is they were larger and they were juicier and it was a really crispy outside. So it wasn't, conventional wings, I'm not a big fan of. But these were pretty darn
well,
good.
And other people we were with seemed to like them too. So
yeah.
I think it was a good thumbs up for the duck drummies at Giggles.
Yeah. And you must try
I liked the lemon drop shandy.
I loved the lemon drop shandy. Super good. If you like a sweeter beer,
Not too sweet.
I was just gonna say
it's a perfect
sweet
combination. I didn't think it was too sweet.
Yeah, it's sweeter, but it's not overwhelming. It's not like you're drinking a cider that's super sweet.
Exactly.
It's like that happy medium between a cider and a beer. And I also liked the sangria beer that they had as well. That is pretty sweet.
I liked that too. And you're right. It's really sweet. I did have one of those.
Me too.
And that's all I could have. I wouldn't have wanted another one, but I really did like it a lot. It's just sweet, so I don't need more than one.
I think you're right. One really sweet beer is enough, but you can't drink those all night.
No, I can't, but I'm sure there are people who do.
You get a really bad hangover.
How was your Sprite? How was your Sprite?
I actually had the juice boxes at Giggles.
Oh, yes,
you did.
You did.
I was loving them, so.
We got a couple of kids' meals at Giggles, which is, again, I think I've mentioned it, the best deal at the State Fair if you are going with children. It's $2. You get a couple chicken fingers, it's a little boat size of fries and juice box for $2. It's unbelievable.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That really is. He's so smart to add that because most of the people, I mean, we saw it not at 11:30, but throughout the day, most of the people that stop there and watch the lumberjack shows have got kids. They stop there to rest. It's a great place to just relax, and there's always something going on. And then you throw down a $2 meal and you're good to go.
Yeah. Best deal at the fair.
Yeah, so it was a nice night, and the weather was absolutely perfect.
It really was.
I mean, we all brought, you needed a lighter jacket, but other than that, it was just excellent.
We did have an interesting discussion.
Oh, God, I forgot about this discussion.
This was brought up by my brother-in-law, we were sitting fairly close to some porta-potties, and he talked about the fact that people do not put the lids down on the toilet seats in porta potties. And he has a beef with that because he said if everybody would just put the lid down, they are designed for that to close and then the vent works to carry the smell out of the porta potty. Mm. And I had the displeasure of going into a porta potty earlier in the day at Gabe's football, and the lid was down. And I opened up the door and I saw that, and I got horrified because I don't want to be the person that's got to lift that lid because God only knows what's going to come out of it.
Right.
So I kept the door open. I took my foot and kicked up the lid and stood there and waited for anything to jump out before I would go in there. So then he was saying, why don't you people put the toilet seat lids down at the State Fair last night? And then I told him my experience in the morning and said I would never touch that.
No, it's disgusting.
I don't use porta potties, so I can't relate to any of this, but I would not touch the lid. That's so germy.
I don't use porta potties either, but I did last night.
Yes,
my nephew
you can't
said
say that.
He said it's probably the least germy thing of all because no one shuts up.
It's never been touched. I have no problem with porta potties.
Okay, but here's the thing. All you guys can stand up. You don't have to sit down on the gross seat.
Sometimes I sit down just for fun.
And that's what the guys last night all thought that was so funny, that they would sit down and have a bowel movement in the porta potty. And it was not funny either.
Isn't it funny, though, how when you are sitting down at the porta potty, if you have to, your mind just starts to race, and you think, oh my God, what is under there, and
you're
what's going to come up and bite? What
I don't
but
think,
it's your mind takes over.
I don't think about that. I think about holy crap, someone's going to tip this over on me, and that's not going to be funny. I panic that someone's going to tip it.
That would be holy crap.
Yeah, I avoid these at all costs.
Oh, she's on fire today.
Yeah. If someone tipped me in a porta potty, because that did happen to my cousin,
what?
And it was his friend.
I would not. I would be so mad.
I would murder. That would not be good.
Yeah, that's
I'm
gross.
Trying to even come. Oh, I don't even know how you would get clean again. Going home, No, but I mean, you don't just wipe that off. If you're going home or you have to walk somewhere.
Drive in your car.
Right. I'd share my nudist tendencies with the rest of the world.
No, thank you.
That's terrible. Then this was actually... Matt, not my second time at the state fair. Thursday was our first time, and we went and watched the sister podcast, did their show from there, Garage Logic, to a huge audience.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, we went to the Ballpark Cafe, and we sampled some garlic fries, which, of course, are always really good.
Lucky.
And then... I didn't have a new beer there, but I think that you had the Glenn Perkins
beer. Yes, the four-seamer.
Is that what it's called?
Four-seamer, yeah. And that's put out by Danny and the boys at the Ballpark Cafe.
What is it?
It's an IPA.
It's an IPA that Glenn Perkins kind of developed with the Surly guys, and it's really good. I know you're not a big IPA, but it wasn't overwhelming. It had a good taste. It's a good 80-degree beer when you're sweating out, and it's that ice-cold beer. You hit that, hits your lips, and you are just set and ready.
Nope.
So then, I would highly endorse
that. Then we went up to O'Gara's, and we had we did sample the White Claw Red Bull slushy.
Yeah.
McLaren hasn't had that yet. We'll do that when we go as the family group, and then
a good one.
Now that is sweet, but I thought it was really refreshing, and I did enjoy it. And then
he brought out a couple samples.
What color is it?
It's blue.
Blue. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, it's a bluish.
It's a blue tint.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
It's kind of a white and blue tint.
Okay.
And now I didn't do my homework because I forgot what three sample beers he brought
out. Well, one was a peaches and cream ale.
Okay. Mm.
Which smelled so good. It kind of smelled like a candle.
Yeah.
Like you'd want to burn it. It smelled really good. And
how did
I did
taste?
Like that. It was really good. I liked it.
A light beer or darker?
I think
pretty light.
One of our nieces, I think she thought it was a little too sweet, didn't she? I don't think she liked that one as much, but I did like it.
And then
there were two other beers that we sampled, and I can't remember what those were.
No, I forget which one Teresa, my sister, liked the most. And my mom, I don't remember my mom offering an opinion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, Mom.
But anyway, we'll probably sample those again and get back to you. We really haven't done any new foods at all. Other than the duck drummies.
Well, no, because when you guys went, I mean, it was just after Dad's show, and then last night it was our night to literally we go sit at Giggles every year and just sit there.
Although we shared a wild rice burger.
Oh yes,
the food building.
Rude.
If you have not had that. I know it seems kind of weird to go to the state fair and get a burger. This is not your average burger. It is so good. And it's just, they're so thick. And yet they're still so juicy. They're not red or pink, which you guys really like that.
I like that.
And
like
yet
that.
It's still so juicy.
It is.
And I don't know how they cook them so perfectly.
Yeah, because it is a fully cooked burger.
Yes.
That isn't like a dry hockey puck.
No.
It's just everything they do is
Wild
amazing.
Rice burger in the food building.
And they
highly
have like
recommend.
That sauce. It's like a chipotle mayo.
So good.
And it's really good. You have to make sure you put that on the burger because it just even takes
you can
it one step
get
further.
A little cup on the side of that. And then, of course, we had some onions and cheese on the burger, too. And,
I like the cheese.
Highly recommend that.
And that's put out by Westrum Foods. They're not restaurateurs. They're just a food place. And this is the only place they make it. And it is absolutely divine.
I would like to start a GoFundMe for them to have a restaurant or a Kickstarter for them to have a restaurant.
They may not want that.
I think they're making enough money that they probably don't need a Kickstarter.
So I have a question for all of you.
Yes.
How many of you got frustrated walking at the fair yesterday? Did anyone hear?
Me. Yeah.
The girls did? I didn't really encounter any crowds. I wasn't with you when you went through the bulk of where the people are.
Well, one of the issues that a girl full-on ran into Dad because she was looking down at her phone, and it was like a full-on shoulder smacks into Dad. And then I'm like, and then there's slow walkers, and I was getting a little upset.
Well, I have some tips for walking at the fair. God. And the first tip is to pretend you're a car.
Pretend you are a car.
Which basically beep, beep. They're saying you have to pay attention.
Right.
You move with the flow of the traffic.
Smart.
And that is one of the things they say. Do not look down at your phone. Keep your phone away.
Just stop. If you have to look at your phone, stop at a place where there's a lamppost or something that's stationary.
Yep. Yeah. And they're saying stick to the right. So whichever direction you're walking,
that makes sense.
The flow of traffic should be moving to the right, just like a car.
All right.
And then number two is stop walking in groups. So they're saying if you're in a group, try and do single file instead of spread out, taking up the whole sidewalk.
Get to your destination, then you guys can all chat. We did that yesterday
Smart. Yeah.
I'm like a professional walker at the state fair.
I'm the best.
I am.
Get right behind me. I will open up a hole.
I go through all the crevices. I've got it.
You know what's funny
out.
About these two right now, saying they're both professional walkers?
Very stealth.
When we started walking after we left you, Mom, they both were looking down at their phone, super slow walking.
That's against the rules.
And I'm walking in front of them, and they're both texting or on their phone.
And then we're walking back, and McLaren decides to walk onto the left of the side of, like, the sidewalk,
it was in that little area outside the food building where it's people
violation.
Sitting everywhere. It was not on a street.
Violation.
We have a violation.
Yep.
All right, here we go again. Do not stop in the middle of the crowd. Mm-mm. If you need to stop, get out of the way.
Right.
I mean, really respect that.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And that's even worse when groups are walking together and the whole group decides, oh, we're stopping. And then they're just blocking everything and no one can move.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just have keep an eye on your kids. But I would like to say something about strollers in crowds.
Yes.
I mean, I always brought my kids to the fair, too. So you have to have a stroller. But I feel like half the time the people on the strollers now aren't paying attention. And I don't know. If you have a stroller, you need to pay extra attention to where. Oh, and the scooter people.
The scooter people
are out of control at the state fair.
And then they just think that they're honking their horn and more important than everyone else walking. And it's like we're all trying to get to the same place.
Yeah.
But it is fun to watch people in the scooters try to back up. You know, they're in the crowded area, and they just inch, and they're like they're a scooter bully, you know, just pushing their way through.
Oh, my prediction was, and maybe I shouldn't even say this, because it's not very PC, but at some point, the state fair is probably all going to be scooters, as people tend to get bigger and bigger, and
but are not
they're
gonna
on
be...
the scooters because they are large.
They
we are not
walk.
To be denied entrance to the state
and
fair.
It's just like, oh, God.
Yeah,
it's pretty sad.
One observation about the strollers is, what have you noticed about the strollers? They don't just hold babies. People have packed as if they're going on an expedition to the North Pole and they're not going to see civilization for a month. They're so overpacked.
We also saw a wagon that had nothing to do with children. This was a full-on adult wagon.
It's a booze wagon.
Yeah, they took a wagon and modified it. They built a stand-up bar.
Island?
Yeah, on top of the wagon, complete with cup holders, and then you could set your food on it. And then on the side of the wagon was holding the stools. So there were four stools. So then when you stop, you take the stools out of the side and they're high enough to sit at the table. I mean, it's brilliant, but yet
so
he was blocking traffic because he was large.
He was a mess.
It was very large. So you couldn't get around it. And we got stuck behind him for a while.
But that's our parents these days. You need the diaper bag. You need the bottle and the formula. You don't need other toys. You know, they don't need the kids. There's enough visual stimulation, whether you're there in the morning or even at night with all the lights on.
How about when they bring the iPads?
Yeah.
You're at the state fair. Your children should not be looking at iPads, people.
Right. Shut them down. I would agree completely.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
There's so
much
to look
at. It makes me sad.
Yeah, it really does. And there's enough to do. You know, on that north end, they got Alphabet Corner. They got the... There's so much.
No, their Alphabet Corner is.
No, kids for kids, it's okay. They get to spell.
And it's free.
Oh, and the giant sandbox. I don't even get me started with that. If I'm bringing kids to a fair, I don't want them all sandy and germy.
It's free.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's another freebie.
Yeah.
I will say that when you guys left and were heading up to, I stopped and watched a little bit of Sean Emery's act. And his juggling and so forth. And I did heckle him. I did heckle him quite a bit.
We heard.
There's no way you're going to do that. And he came up after and said, that was pretty funny. I didn't click that it was you until 10 seconds into it that it was. So he.
We got embarrassed and walked away when we saw you like going back and forth. And we were like, oh, my God, we need to get away. This is embarrassing.
That is true. Most families, when their family member basically becomes part of a show, would watch. Just so you know, your family went, oh, my God, and ran away.
We don't know him.
We were like, out of here.
We
booked
it.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
Some people were still looking at us, though.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
They probably knew you were members of the Table Talk.
Did you tell him about his cohort that we saw in Boston?
Yes, and I couldn't remember his name. Was it Loco?
I have no idea. No, because he would say, let's go Loco.
Okay.
I think that was part of the act.
He did. He said, yeah, I'm sure. He didn't know who he was because they didn't have his name, but he said, oh, yeah. I said, well, he's doing everything you do, but he doesn't do it as good. He's not half as good. It just shows how polished you are because he did the bag thing and he did the the juggling with the knives instead of fight. And he said, yeah, I'm sure he went to the school and learned, under. And I paid him a big compliment saying, you are so polished and you are so great. If you haven't seen Sean Emery at the family fair in Baldwin Park, stop by when you're at the state fair and he'll entertain you.
Yeah. And he always has a full crowd.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. So be heckled.
Again, a free show.
Yes, it is free.
Yeah, we're really providing a service here.
He literally reminds me of Robin Williams. I say that every time. But it's just if you miss Robin Williams, because I loved him, and you look and listen to Sean Emery, it's like, oh, my gosh.
He's back.
Yeah.
That's so true. He has always reminded me of him, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we're providing a free service for everybody to go find free shows and free sandboxes and free stuff, activities to do with the kids.
Speaking of free shows, you guys on your podcast the other day out there had a little family band on group. Dawson Hollow.
Yeah.
They were really good. And I don't think they're there. Are they still there?
They were just there for the first couple of days.
Okay, well, then I shouldn't probably even mention it, but. You could
go
on their website because it was their darling. It was five siblings and really, really a good group.
Yeah, they looked like they were really enjoying themselves while they were sitting on the stage. And if you get a chance, I highly suggest it's DawsonHollow.com or something like that.
Yeah, I think that was it.
I don't really have an article. I have a... comment on state fair parking and arriving at the state fair.
Mm-hmm.
Old school, we used to always, when we were younger, we would drive into the state fair. That's when you can just, remember driving
drive
and park?
Around the state fair, yes.
You could drive, it was like back to the 50s. You could just slowly drive around through the crowds. They stopped that and kept everybody now in the parking lots, which I think is a great idea because with the way kids run around in the streets and somebody was going to get hurt.
Cars can't get through now. It's a lot more people.
But I really have had an awakening. I, even with a media pass where there's a parking lot that we can go into, And I don't care to ever park in those parking lots or drive to the Minnesota State Fair. I think if you hop on the express shuttle or the park and rides or Uber, I'll never drive onto the fairgrounds again because it's trying to get in and trying to get out. Last night we Ubered there and we Ubered back. And, you know, I thought that was pretty darn good. There was some logistics at the end where everybody was, you know, leaving. But for ease of people trying to get in and out of the Minnesota State Fair, if you can find the express bus or the park and ride is free, the express bus, I think, is $6 for a round trip, depending on what part of the metro you're at. God bless you. It's just very, it's completely convenient. So God bless you.
Oh, my gosh.
You are the cutest sneezer.
Zip it.
You
no,
might need to leave the room
that's
next
cute.
Time.
No, that's cute. It's fine.
I did mute my microphone.
So did I.
We all heard it.
You're very technologically advanced. No, that was perfect.
When I sneeze a lot.
It's usually 6. We might get 7 out of you on a sneeze.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's got snot dripping all over.
Oh, you are so full of it.
That was at Lake Elmo.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't you. That was someone we saw. Pardon me. Let me rephrase that. Yeah, that was not you. That was a little girl
that totally
that
implied that I did that.
Okay, a little girl sneezed at the Lake Elmo Park Preserve.
And you love that, and that's gross and disgusting, no one wants to hear
no,
it.
No, they were making a sandcastle.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah,
funny.
They were making a sandcastle, 4 little girls sitting around there, and then one was one, achoo, and she had the long stringers going.
God.
And the one girl goes, oh, no! The poor girl that had it was horrified, and the other girl brings it up, and it was innocent, but it was very funny. What were you going to say, Mame, on parking?
Back to State Fair parking.
Yeah, right.
I really liked Ubering last night, even though the ride home was quite costly.
Yeah, we didn't
just
put that together.
Well, I knew it was going to be more than what we, when we got,
yes,
from when we arrived, just because that time of night. But I also didn't factor in that it's the state fair. They can pay, they can charge you absurd prices and people are going to pay it. So we did kind of get.
Does Uber do the same?
Uber was
dead.
More. It
Uber
was $25
was 20, yeah.
More.
Wow.
We
checked
We did
both.
Lyft.
Okay.
So the convenience of that was nice, and we didn't go to the designated pickup area. We crossed Snelling and went to a side street over there, and that worked out fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really mind the bus. I think if you do the park and ride out of St. Paul, though, the free one, that kind of stinks at night when everyone's trying to get back.
Right.
But the park and ride out by where we live, that's an express bus.
Right, I was going to say.
And you have to pay $6. We did that last year, and it was perfect. We didn't have any issues. The line wasn't bad. We got on the first one we arrived to. So, I don't know. I'd say if Ubering and Lyfting, I'm not sure that's convenience-wise, it's fine.
Yeah.
But price-wise, I don't think that's worth
it. It's expensive.
It.
Do
yeah.
you think that you are more comfortable with riding a bus as a result of we've traveled and we've used public transportation? No, some people say, I never want to get on a bus. A bus is gross, or I'm intimidated by it. But I'm saying, do you think for us,
yes,
because we've had public transportation,
yes,
in different cities, it's really not that big of a deal?
No.
I don't like buses.
Our public transportation here is not like anything anywhere else. In Boston, we took the public bus. Here, I would never step foot on a public bus. I did one time, and it was the grossest thing ever, and I will never do
it
again.
It's like sketchy.
Yeah.
I remember I took the bus when the car was down, and I took the bus and then light rail, and then you picked me up. But
yeah, and guess what happened when I took light rail once? Kids were pulling out little knives and switchblades on the on the light rail when I took it to a concert, and
I love
never
that
again.
For you.
Did they have that little comb on the end, the switchblade comb? Where
Dad, you need to be
back?
Quiet.
Okay, all right. That's so. My advice to you, if you are worried about parking at the state fair, and there's been articles about all the lots being full by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, is look into that park and ride. It is smooth sailing, and then don't be the last on the last bus because that's when everything gets busy. Leave at 10 o'clock instead of 11:30.
Hmm. Yeah, I would agree. Well, I'm bringing to the table today something about job interviews and wearing luxury brands or luxury designer brands to a job interview. Mm. And this article talks about, they did some different research studies. One of them was they had 120 men and women look at a man in a t-shirt. And the one t-shirt was just like a normal t-shirt. And then the other t-shirt had the Gucci logo on it.
Ooh.
And so they were asked to rate the man on different characteristics, like their social class, how warm they are, how caring they are, which I think is kind of ridiculous because you don't really know this man. But so the man that was wearing the Gucci logo shirt got super low traits for warmth, trustworthiness, and kindness, and had higher higher status rates.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did the same thing, but this time the woman, it was a woman, and she was holding a regular purse and then a Burberry purse. And again, she had super high status points and really low points for being warm and caring. And so essentially what they said is, when you're going to an interview, if you're interviewing for like a social media position or something that's in publicity, mm-hmm. they said wearing those designer items get you better status because you appear to be more put together, you're a go-getter, you're driven. But if you're going to something, and they use the example as a kindergarten teacher, you don't want to wear anything like that because you're giving off cold, you're cold, you're not warm or caring.
Ooh, wow.
Interesting.
That flips, right.
So my perspective is that article is a load of BS because I think it shouldn't, that stuff shouldn't matter. If I want to have expensive goods and that's what I have, I should be able to have that. And if you're judging me on that in an interview and not what I say, then that's pathetic.
Yeah, but I see what they're saying in the article, though, because I feel like some people, when they wear that type of stuff, take on this persona that they are better than others because they are wearing a Gucci t-shirt versus a Target. And so they automatically demand that type of respect, being like, oh, yeah. I afford Gucci and you don't.
Well, then you can, but that's
exactly,
not saying that you're belittling
you're
people,
person,
but if you,
though, that you like to get into that persona sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, you're very like, oh, I don't know. Like,
look at my Louis Vuitton.
Yes, and like, are you kidding me? Like, this place is so
well,
dirty.
Yeah, I feel badass when I walk around with my Louis Vuitton. I'm like, yeah, look
exactly.
at this. And I worked hard to get that, though.
Yes, but I'm saying you do get a little bit colder when you are
well, I'm always cold if I'm in a dirty place and or if I'm not getting service at Nordstrom.
Exactly.
What about...
I don't know where she gets that from.
I don't know. I have no idea. Hmm. Let me ask this. Is... Yeah. Is this sexist? If there's a man with a very well-tailored suit, might not be Brooks Brothers, it might be, you know, George from Walmart, but if it's tailored and looks good, does that same message apply? You wouldn't see Gucci on the suit, but...
Well, I think it's harder with... I mean, I don't know enough, I guess, about men's clothes, but you can... Even if that George suit is well-tailored, you can look at a suit and know if they bought that thing, that suit, high end or not. You can look at a man and you know that suit fits him like a glove. I don't think a George suit, I don't really even know what George is.
That's the
but
brand
I don't
of Walmart.
Think,
I know that because I had one.
I don't think a George suit could be tailored the way something that's
like
high end
Patrick.
Could be. Yeah.
Well, not to mention the fabrics are entirely
different. Exactly. Yeah, you can look at it and know, oh, that's holding its shape. You're buying a suit from Walmart, all I can think of is something that's wrinkled and crinkled.
Okay, but let me say one thing, and I'm not saying where the high-end stuff is from, but I can compare a suit from Walmart that has lasted like 20 years
yeah.
to
higher end
capsule of clothing from a very high end men's store, where it only lasted like 2 or 3 years. It really was garbage at a very expensive price.
Right.
I feel
you
like
can't deny it.
I think...
I know you want to deny
it. I'm not denying
it. But you can't.
But I think sometimes factored in with how the wearer is wearing things is also factored into how...
Okay, so a very expensive blazer that pills when it's only been worn a handful of times? No, that should not happen.
If you're buying those clothes, though, I feel like they almost expect you to be able to afford to get another one.
No, I think it also how things are cleaned is a huge thing.
That is true. If you're buying expensive
not
things,
coming at your keep... laundry, because you still do my
well,
laundry
skills. Well, I will
skills,
say the but... $500 jeans this person had were not washed very often, maybe a couple times, because you're not supposed
don't
to wash
that.
Right, you're not supposed to wash jeans.
You're not no, supposed
I know.
To. And they're wrecked. They were wrecked
I just think that there's more to that because I don't think that those high-end things will do that.
Well, they did.
Well, I just have...
What a fashion debate where tensions get high.
And we forgot all about job interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the article did... It came off as the title is about job interviews, but the actual article, they didn't really talk that much about job interviews. It was more their research experiments of what people think about the high-end designing.
Okay, and that's when I jumped in and said, is this sexist? Because it is easier for a male to have a suit on and sit down across from the table and not be judged. Mm-hmm. I think a female that sits across from the table is immediately judged because there's so much, such a larger variable of mm-hmm. what you can wear.
Yes, but I hate the whole sexist thing.
Well, like, I do too, but...
Because I don't know. People, like, in the workplace, there's all this sexism and all of this. But you can find that anywhere. And I think that if you represent yourself well in an interview, I know you are judged on the clothes, because I would judge someone on their clothes. I'll admit it. But I also think, like, if you know what to wear to an interview, I don't even know where I'm going
with
that.
Yeah, but it's part of when you are being interviewed, you have to present yourself as the whole package. And unfortunately, in our society, the way you look and how you present yourself is a huge part of that interview.
Yeah. You're not hiring someone that comes in looking gross because you're like, oh, that's the kind of person they are.
And they're going to represent us
as that.
Okay, but think about this. The first 30 seconds you meet that person, shake their hand, you've already made an assumption. So if somebody comes in and is grubby but knocks it out of the park and says, I've got passion, I'm doing this, or he or she is this, you still in the back of your mind say, okay, but you wore that to an interview and you're fantastic. You fit the everything we want, but... I mean, that's a big but.
Well, then I think you as an employer, if you hire that person, you might have to have that uncomfortable conversation and say, hey, this is how we represent ourselves here. We'd love to offer you the job, but you have to dress.
Think of Devil Wears Prada, kind of.
Yeah, that's actually a great example. Yeah. They hired her, and then she came in and wore grandma clothes.
Yeah.
Well, and then adjusted.
That color was chosen for her. The color of that sweater was chosen for her.
I don't know. I think that you should be able to wear high-end designer stuff to an interview. And I think that it's stupid that people would say, because you have a Gucci shirt or you have a Louis Vuitton or a Burberry purse, that you're not warm or kind. I think that's such a far-fetched assumption.
Well, and if you did have that, I think if you sat down with someone and they made that assumption, it would go lower as you revealed yourself to the interviewer with how good you are going to be at this job.
Then also,
that assessment would decrease a bit.
I brought my purse and I got a job as a first grade teacher. So, haha, Wall Street Journal, joke's on
you.
They
must have thought your purse was fake.
I bet they did.
Yeah. Now I have to get a sign that says this is real and carry it around.
My real Gucci. Or what is it, Louis?
Louis.
All right, well,
Fee,
moving
what do you
on.
Have? What do you have, Fee?
Some would you rathers. Ooh. These are like my favorite. Okay. First one. Would you rather have no taste buds or be colorblind?
Wow.
I'll be colorblind because I can get the glasses.
Oh, she finds
it's
a loophole.
Probably not going to work, Mom.
Why would it work?
I would rather not have taste buds because then you'd probably stay skinnier.
Well, I might be skinny.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Now, look up at that wild rice burger we still have up on there and tell me you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd rather not have taste buds.
Wow, that is really a difficult question because you colors are so great. I guess I would still want to taste.
I would still want to taste, too.
You can get the colorblind glasses.
Right, I'm buying those tomorrow now that I'm colorblind.
That's a loophole.
What about you?
I said I'd rather lose my taste.
Oh, yeah, because you want to be skinny. You're already skinny and you have good metabolism.
Yeah, you weigh like 5 pounds. Yeah. I really don't think that's an issue.
You
got to
maintain it. Okay, number two. Would you rather walk into your parents making out or have them walk in on you making out?
Oh, my God.
This is like the classic would you rather question, and it makes me feel so damn uncomfortable that I do not know.
Mom and Dad always kiss, so I'd rather walk into them making out
than have. Then have us walk in on you making out.
Yeah. So I don't want to see that.
Right. It would be.
I don't care to see.
So no, for you,
see your parents.
It'd be your parents.
That'd be pretty much impossible.
Okay.
But,
okay. Just pretend.
For me too.
Yes. Yes.
I'd rather.
No, there's still a possibility.
Well. So you're telling me there's a chance?
Well, they're both alive.
Right,
let's say that.
Right, that we've got one up on you. Yes.
Yes.
Walk in on the parents.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
As long as it's just making out.
Yeah. A little bit of alfalfa.
Ew, Dad, no.
He's only getting the prune maybe today.
Oh,
ew, you guys,
really
stop.
Have
to kiss up.
I know.
Different
look at how nice I am.
Oh, God.
Ew.
See? So honey,
gross.
I'm going to have to hug you after this podcast.
Please don't.
Oh, my God, stop.
This podcast brings us closer together.
This is literally
nothing
disgusting.
Nothing more than a hug. Let's go. Okay. Would you rather always get stuck in traffic or always have really slow internet connection?
Oh.
This is a really
those are
tough
two
one.
Horrible events.
Well, okay. I know what I'm going to say. Well, it's always get stuck in traffic. But see, I always look for the loophole because then I would just leave that.
Yeah, stop. You can't keep looking for loopholes.
Right,
see, but, okay, so my job depends on internet access for me. So I can't work unless I have fast internet. And also, I'm timed, so I need fast internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I have to choose. I'd be in traffic.
And you hate traffic.
I hate it more. But if I'm going to work, I have to have the internet.
Right.
Well, for me, I have super slow internet in my room. I don't know why my room does not. The internet, for some reason, does not like reach to my room. It's
maybe
super
it's
slow.
Two stories down. I don't know.
Well, there's two separate ones. So it's 1 and 1.5. You need to get the other one.
No, I think we need to get those Google Pods that you can set upstairs, and it like helps with the connection. So I guess I would do slow internet connection because traffic makes me want to poke needles in my eyes, and I don't understand it.
For me, I would probably go with internet traffic.
What?
I would go with, sitting in traffic does not bother me. I watch the squirrels and the birds and, you know, the other cars.
Yeah.
Slow internet would drive me crazy. I would rather.
I hate traffic, but I'm going to choose traffic because you could just put on the family podcast and listen to it. And
perfect time to listen to Table Talk. Yes. That's
I wouldn't sit in the traffic. I'd get off and go a different way.
You'd make a move. She would make a move. A true...
Trying to find another loophole.
Yep.
She always gets around that.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life?
Oh, rewind for sure. I'd go back last night and I would just treat her at the Minnesota State
Fair
like she's never been treated.
I hate last night.
It was so awkward.
Okay, a rewind or a pause button?
Yeah, so like pause where your life is. Like at your wedding, you could have paused it that night and just been like, took it all in. Or
she took it all in.
I would do.
Oh my God!
No, no, I didn't mean it. Stop! Did not mean it. I meant the party and everything. That's what I. Holy shit. Sorry.
Oh,
I was completely. I meant the evening. I didn't even
think about that until I looked over at Mom and Sophia's face, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't get that.
No. I need a rewind. I would like a rewind. I don't want the pause. Jeez.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
I am sorry.
Oh, goodness.
I almost
and
swore.
I'm pretty sure that didn't even happen.
Probably not.
Because
You're
I
right.
was asleep. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Oh, you are to that. Turn your
so
cover,
bad.
Ears.
Yeah.
Holy balls.
This is now R-rated.
That's not even better.
Oh, my yeah. God.
I would do...
What is wrong?
I would do a rewind, and I would
let's say soak it all in. Soak it all in.
Okay.
Is that
better? Let's just be quiet. Moving okay. on from this. I'm trying to progress this forward. Okay. I would do a rewind, and I would rewind back to junior year of high school.
Yes, I agree.
Junior year was the
I
golden
would rewind as
the
well.
Golden year.
I love high school.
Me too.
What did I say?
Rewind.
Let's not review that.
Yeah,
I would say I would. I don't know what I would rewind back to. There's been.
Well, I don't think you have to say that.
I would rewind. Okay. I would rewind because there's stuff that was so much fun and would love to relive and stuff like
Watch
that.
Watch it again. Yeah. What about you, Mom?
But if you rewind, you have to relive.
You do.
Do you have to relive what you've
doesn't
already
say,
done?
It doesn't
like
say
remote.
You have
it's
to relive.
Button. So you can just like rewind.
Yeah. All right, we'll say rewind. Because a lot of times in my mind, I'll see something like say I'm looking out the window or I'm outside in the yard and you see something. And sometimes I think like it's a TV and I'm like, oh, I want to see that again. And then I go, hello, this is not TV.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Or mom tries to literally, she has like a legit photo in front of her and she tries to zoom in.
Yeah.
You've done that before.
Like holding
you have an actual photograph and you tried to zoom
not.
In. Yes, you did one time.
Is it one of these?
I have
yes,
not.
You did.
And apparently mom has mental issues now.
She did it one time.
I was probably on a Mac computer or something.
No,
I do admit to my computer is touchscreen and I like that for my work. But every now and then I get on one of the Macs in the house and then I am... trying to zoom in and touch the screen and I
there is only one PC user in the house
and
it's
she's
mom.
Proud.
Ugh, I love it.
I wish Mac would
I
do
will
a touch
remain
screen
that
but
forever.
Yeah. That's sad for you.
I yeah.
Mac doesn't do a touchscreen?
No.
At all?
They
no.
I don't think
well,
they ever
the
will.
Yeah.
Your iPad
oh,
is yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But not on their computers.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Would you rather be known for your intelligence or for your good looks?
If I'm starting, I know that I'm known for my good looks because the intelligence part isn't really there.
Mm-hmm. I would personally choose good looks because it would mm-hmm. be cool to be like, everyone's like, she's so pretty in the whole world.
Right.
And yeah, so good looks.
I think I'd probably do intelligence.
Ooh.
Then I could actually be a doctor.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Well, I'm not smart enough to be a doctor.
You got like Eeyore over
right.
here.
What's up, Eeyore? What about mom?
I'd go for intelligence.
I think you're known for your beauty.
Oh, my God.
Not known for either. It's not what you're known for.
It's what would you
would
want
you want
to be known
to be
for?
Known for your intelligence or your good looks?
Like Marilyn Monroe, I'm
yeah.
trying to be her right now.
Okay, I'm
except not,
not
how she ended.
Yeah, I'm not fooling anybody. I'm mean, it's into good
you're not
looks
trying to be Marilyn Monroe.
No, but I'm saying she's known for her good looks, like when she was growing up and stuff.
Hmm.
What? That's literally everyone said she was the most beautiful girl in the world.
Really?
Growing up, that's how I always
Norma
I've
Jean.
Never
known
heard
her
that.
As that. Really?
I didn't think she was
she
that
didn't
good
care
looking.
About what. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's funny. I just always thought that that's what people thought of her.
Well, I mean,
well it's
she's
not like she was in my lifetime.
Right.
Well, mine, I wasn't. She wasn't in mine
but
either.
But growing up, yeah, she was always good looking. And then when she became a movie star, she was the...
An it girl.
Yeah.
I think she was more like a sex symbol.
That's oh. what I was going to say.
Really?
Yes.
I have a big picture of her hanging in my room.
Well, she
no,
was
I'm
a sex symbol.
Conscious.
It was more about her body, I think, than her
yeah,
actual...
But she was, like, chunkier and she didn't
physical
care.
Face and stuff. Yeah. Well, she wasn't, though, actually.
But she was curvy.
It's by today's standards, where we think every beautiful person should be a size 2.
Right.
She was a normal size woman. She was not chunky. But by today's standards, she's considered
she would
chunky.
Be, right.
Yeah.
Who else would you consider? Sophia Loren would be one that would be elegant, or
I don't Audrey even Hepburn. Know who Audrey Sophia Hepburn. Loren is.
Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of any modern day. I don't really know who the big models are these days, or actresses.
Yeah. Oh, like Kendall Jenner, Gigi Hadid.
Okay, I don't know them. I mean, I know who Kendall Jenner is. I've mm-hmm. seen her on that show.
But... Tyra Banks.
No. No.
Hot Tyra Banks.
Dad loved Ew. Tyra Banks.
I did love Tyra Banks.
Mm-hmm. Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum, okay.
Yeah, Dad likes her.
Heidi Klum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's quit naming dads guys. Lay out gals.
I'm out of questions.
Oh, you're out of questions. Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to do some would you rathers?
No. McLaren does the most inappropriate, grossest would you rathers ever.
I think she does it just to drive you crazy.
She does.
All right. I saw another article on socialism, but that's too heavy. Let's not go into that. Let's close out this portion of the table talk with Rookie's family and the aggressive notebook over there. And let's let Mom take us out with, what do you got there, Mama?
Check us out on Facebook at the Podcast Family, Instagram, the Podcast Family, and Twitter at the Podcast Fam. Send us an email at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
That was perfect, honey. You did a great job on the podcast.
Stop sucking up to Mom.
What'd it do, baby?
I want to sit next to Mom on the next podcast.
No.
Nope. Ew. Ain't gonna happen.
All right, check it out, guys. Thank you. Table Talk with Rookie's Family. Tell a couple other people you know about us, will you? Sponsors, we'd love to hear from you. Potential sponsors, find us on social media, and let's get the ball rolling. Bruh. Who's last word today? Me?
You. No!
Dang it.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt. A classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.